Are corporations people? It's a question that was debated long before the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in with its Citizens United decision 8 years ago. Since that decision, which opened the doors for big special interest and corporate money to flow into political campaigns, the debate has only intensified. Proponents of amending the U.S. Constitution in response to the ruling have placed a question on the Massachusetts ballot for next month. The question asks whether Massachusetts should create a special commission that could work toward a constitutional change. WBUR's Quincy Walters has this look at the issues involved.
Corporations are people, my friend. Remember when presidential candidate and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney declared that at the Iowa State Fair in 2011?
Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. So where do you think it goes? Whose pockets? Whose pockets? People's pockets. Okay, human beings, my friend.
Romney took a lot of flack, but Jeff Berry, a Tufts political science professor, says in a way, Romney wasn't wrong. The Supreme Court ruled as much in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission.
Because the underlying legal theory of Citizens United is that a corporation has a right to free speech.
Ballot question 2 seeks to reverse that decision. It would create a 15-person commission which would look to amend the U.S. Constitution to limit the influence of money in elections and to establish that corporations don't have the same rights as people. Berry says proponents believe America's returned to a gilded age.
An age where those that are wealthy can spend as much as they want in the political system to shape the political system toward their preferences.
That's why Waboy Gatheru is campaigning for Yes on 2. She's with American Promise, a Concord-based nonprofit supporting the ballot initiative.
From health care to violence in our communities because of guns and environmental measures have all been thwarted due to the influence that big corporations have in our political system as opposed to the people.
Gatheru says just because the Supreme Court rules one way, it doesn't make it right.
At the end of the day, a corporation is not a human. They are a legal entity created for the sole purpose of creating money or profits. They're not people. So they should not have the same rights in our government.
But wait a second, says Bradley Smith, former FEC chairman and founder of the Institute of Free Speech.
We protect corporate rights because that protects the rights of the individuals.
That includes shareholders, managers, and employees, Smith says, asserting the rights of the people. Smith doesn't live in Massachusetts, but he's watching the ballot initiative with concern. He believes if it passes, it could send a dangerous ripple to the rest of the country.
Then you're saying a labor union has no constitutional right to speak on behalf of its members. You're saying a corporation has no constitutional right to demand a warrant before police, you know, search its premises without reason.
But even if it does pass, there's no guarantee it'll have much of an effect beyond Massachusetts. Jeff Berry, the Tufts political science professor, says question 2 is more of a symbolic gesture toward a goal more than anything else. No other states have to get on board. The Supreme Court isn't obligated to acknowledge it.
And it's not clear that it's ever going to be a reality, that it's ever going to be a constitutional amendment.
Berry says in the short term, question 2 revives a conversation about the role of money in politics and money as speech. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.